Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. Today we want to look at the subject of prayer in the kingdom system. And we are going to introduce the kingdom of God, and then afterwards we'll join in with our subject of how we can pray in the kingdom of God that we are in as believers. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God is a complex system. It is just like all that God makes after himself. You know, all kingdom creatures, including you as a human being, are complex. Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. As such, the kingdom has three main kaleidoscopic dimensions. The word kaleidoscope, although it's a big word, is from two Greek words. The first one is kalos, K-E-L-O-S, and it means beautiful. And eidos, E-I-D-O-S, also means form. So kaleidoscope means a complex, colorful, and shifting pattern or scene. So a pattern for doing something or a system that has a beautiful shifting form can be described as kaleidoscopic. Beloved, that is how the kingdom of God is. It changes form beautifully as you study it in the Bible, displaying its multifarious or multifaceted nature. Therefore, the kingdom can be variously seen in the scriptures as a position of having God's royalty, a position of having God's royalty, and a lifestyle of having God's rule, a lifestyle of having God's rule, and an arrangement of having God's realm, an arrangement of having God's realm as a person or a place. Therefore, in this complex kingdom system, God the Father in your life brings his royalty to you, thus positioning you as his royal representative on earth. This is the first appearance of the kingdom system. Then God the Son brings God's rule to you, giving you a lifestyle of enjoying all that God has ordained for you on earth. Here we see the second form of God's complex shifting system. And finally, God the Spirit brings God's realm to you, therefore making you experience his royal environment or arrangement. And this is the third dimension of God's kingdom in shifting motion. So you see that God the Father brings his royalty and positions you as a royal representative. God the Son brings God's rule and makes you enjoy a lifestyle of all that God has ordained for you on earth. And God the Spirit brings God's realm to you and makes you experience a royal environment or an arrangement. Are you seeing and enjoying the kaleidoscopic system of God? Wow. Beloved, the three inseparable elements of God's royalty, rule, and realm form the kingdom of God in a person or place. And it brings pleasure to God because it exalts Jesus' person, principles, and performance that well pleases God. Now let us rotate God's system and admire it in details. We will start examining the royal environment or the royal arrangement. As an arrangement, the complexly beautiful kingdom of God has a past, present, and future dimension in itself alone. Oh, what a complicated shifting system. Yes, the kingdom is not just for the future, but is the pre-existing nation or environment of God into which every believer is presently translated into. And the translation is done spiritually at the new birth, Colossians 1:13. In other words, like eternal life, which is not just for the future, but a present practical reality, so is this kaleidoscopic eternal kingdom of God. Let's look at the kingdom as a royal position. Dear child of God, the kingdom or country of God that you are in is also simultaneously positioned in you at a new birth. How wonderful and mind-blowing. But yes, as a complex system, once you are in it and it is in you, you become a thorough kingdom bread, thereby potentially qualifying to represent it everywhere as her ambassador. Luke 17:21. Now, the kingdom can change also into a lifestyle. So let us discuss the royal lifestyle. So my friend, you see that the kingdom of God now shifts to become a royal way of life as well. Yes, it is just like the position of righteousness within you at the new birth that translates into a lifestyle of righteousness. 1 John 3:7. Now, aren't all these changing kaleidoscopic appearances of the kingdom of God beautiful? Yes, it is a marvelous work, fearfully and wonderfully made by a fearful and wonderful God for fearfully and wonderfully made people like you and I, isn't it? Beloved, the kingdom of God as a lifestyle enjoins that a believer learns to practically function in the new country of God into which he has entered as a royal child of God and which he represents in this religious world as a royal ambassador. And this is where prayer comes in. Yes, prayer is an important ambassadorial relationship with the heavenly kingdom of God, which as a believer you represent in this earthly kingdom of God. Through prayer, you get in touch with your sending nation for its influence to be promoted on earth through you. The challenge then is for you to pray in a kingdom manner and not in the religious way that mankind is programmed by the fall of man in Eden to do. Now, let us discuss how to function in prayer in the kingdom system. Beloved, prayer is a conversation with God your Father and King through Christ. God says to pray without ceasing. This infers that prayer is the breath of the believer, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Yes, the literal implications of praying without ceasing is that if you stop praying, you start getting practically separated from God and the heavenly kingdom that you represent. And you know that separation from God and his kingdom is death. This means that practically the process of death sets in into various aspects of your life, not necessarily your spiritual life, but other aspects of your life when you don't converse with God, since he is a source of life, or better still, he is life itself. But you will not experience a quick death or a quick separation of some aspect of your life from the life of God. Rather, you will have various aspects of your life die so slowly that you will hardly realize it happening. In this presentation, we want to learn the way that our dearest Jesus, who came from the heavenly kingdom of God, prays, not the way religious people pray on earth. We call it kingdom prayers because it glorifies the person, principles, and performance of Jesus, who reintroduced the kingdom system to mankind after we lost it in Eden by modeling and declaring kingdom life on earth. Now, we want to look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does, of course, on earth, the will of my Father in heaven." Beloved, God expects us to do what our dearest Jesus does in heaven on earth because we are his followers. This is nothing but kingdom prayer. Yes, the heavenly calling of our dear Lord Jesus that we have to partake in on earth is kingdom prayer. Hebrews 3:1-2. You know, as Jesus is in God's heavenly kingdom, so are we believers in God's earthly kingdom, 1 John 4:17. So what Jesus is and does in heaven is what we are and should do in the same way here on earth. My friend, kingdom prayer is an activity engaged in by our dear Jesus. And believers are also to engage in it because we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, and so we belong to the kingdom, Ephesians 2:6. Moreover, believers are made kings and priests by the royal blood of Jesus. So we should pray as people in the kingdom system of Jesus Christ. That is, we should pray in full recognition and respect for the kingdom system of our heavenly country. Furthermore, believers are the ambassadors of their heavenly kingdom, and heaven's ambassadors should do what is done in their heavenly country and not the way that things are done in this world. Kingdom prayers are therefore prayers that are offered in heaven but should be offered on earth as in heaven. Now, we want to discuss what kingdom prayers are, the attributes or characteristics of kingdom prayers. How do I know that I am engaging in kingdom prayers or not? The first characteristic of kingdom prayer that I will share with you is that in kingdom praying, we fellowship with God, with God's person, I should say. Kingdom praying is fellowshipping with God's person. Dear child of God, having a conversation with God as with someone is a two-way activity. You speak to each other. Yes, in prayer, God speaks to you and His word carries life to feed His life already in you. Now, this conversation brings you into fellowship with God. And this is a fellowship that mankind lost in Adam during the first kingdom era on earth. So it is to this kingdom fellowship that God has called us in Jesus, 1 Corinthians 1:9. Kingdom prayer then is having fellowship with the person of God as in the Garden of Eden during the first kingdom era, Genesis 3:8. Beloved, this fellowship element with the person of God is the first attribute or feature of kingdom praying as against religious praying. Thus, in kingdom prayer, as Adam and Eve did, you are not conversing with God because you need something necessarily, but because you want to be with Him. Yes, our first parents conversed with God's voice, although they were perfect and lacked nothing. This is kingdom praying, just to be a friend of God and seek Him, not necessarily seek things from Him. The opposite is religious praying, and I want us to just talk a little about religious praying. You know, after the first kingdom era in Eden, prayer degenerated into a religious act of calling on the name of the Lord because humanity was plagued by various murders, M-U-R-D-E-R-S, murders or killings, and then we were plagued by various needs. Genesis 4:26-26 teaches that. So after the fall from kingdom life in Eden, mankind did not seek God's presence for the sake of it, but to get their needs met and their ever-blazing troubles doused. You know, the calling on the name of God, which fallen mankind imposed on themselves, was a staining, a defiling, or a religious version of what prayer was before the fall of man. Therefore, except for Enoch, who typified the kingdom system on earth after the death of Abel, mankind generally prayed to God for their needs without seeking to fellowship with His person, with God's person. This is what I call preferring God's property to His person. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the height of idolatry when what you want from God exceeds your desire for the person of God. It is just like a 5-year-old boy who wants a toy car from his father who is on his way back from a journey. When the toy is given to this boy, he gets consumed with the toy car and forgets all about the father. Such is how the fallen human nature is generally like. It wants things from God and not the person of God, unlike before the fall. Yes, now humans will seek God as long as they will get what they want from Him. Then they abandon Him, but it should not be so. Beloved, even after the fall in Eden, conversing with God or prayer was not to end when needs were met by Him. It was rather to begin after the needs were met, as we learn from the fellowship of Enoch with God. After his needs were met, he still fellowshipped with God. Therefore, kingdom prayer is even more imperative now. It's imperative now that our dearest Jesus has reintroduced the kingdom system of God to us, and He has raised us up to sit with Him in heavenly places in Him whilst on this earth. child of God. This is the time to honor Jesus' performance for us, even in our prayers. You know, religion is man's own sincere spiritual ways of striving to contact and please God, and is often based on the partial counsel of God. But the full counsel of God to mankind is the Lord Jesus. So basically, religious praying is seeking the property of God, whereas kingdom praying is seeking the person or presence of God, even when you present your need to Him. I will say it again, because kingdom praying does not mean that you don't present your needs to God. But when you do present your need to God, it does not exceed your desire for His person. So basically, in religious praying, you are seeking the property of God, whereas in kingdom praying, you are seeking the person or the presence of God, even when you present your needs or your wants to Him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
My friend, understand that both kingdom praying and religious praying are spiritual and directed at God. But comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, kingdom prayers are superior to religious prayers. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 13 says, and I quote, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And so kingdom prayers are what God expects from citizens of the kingdom that He re-established through Jesus' coming. This is why our Jesus personalize man's relationship with God by teaching us to call God a Father. It was to reintroduce the element of close fellowship with God as a child with a father. Amen. Let's discuss further on the subject of fellowshipping with God in prayer. So an important element in kingdom praying is that you see God, or you have fellowship with Him like Enoch did, and not just seek after things from God. Hebrews 11, 5 to 6. Beloved, seeking God is making a good degree of spiritual contact with God through faith anytime you pray. I'll say it again. Seeking God is making a good degree of spiritual contact with Him through faith anytime you pray. This is having fellowship, not just a relationship with God. And you always know when you make a good degree of personal contact with the person of God in prayer, because His train will fill His temple or His house, which is your whole being or your life. Beloved, in kingdom praying, the heavenly kingdom opens to you in such a way that God overwhelms even your natural element, as in Enoch escaping the natural element of physical death. It is also seen in the Apostle Peter, James, and John, who were in fellowship with our Lord Jesus, and then they were physically overshadowed with God's cloud during the transfiguration of Jesus. Now, apart from the fact that in kingdom praying, we seek the person of God and we are in fellowship with God, in kingdom praying, another feature is that it promotes the kingdom of God. Kingdom praying is prayer that promotes the kingdom of God. Beloved, beyond being a means of fellowshipping with God, in the kingdom system of God, God wants us to pray kingdom producing prayers. I'll say it again, kingdom producing prayers. These are prayers that promote the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven. Matthew 6:10. So besides seeking God, kingdom praying is seeking the kingdom or royalty rule and realm of God to be on earth as in heaven. Matthew 6:33. Beloved, first of all, this has to do with getting people born again by the energy of the Holy Spirit in prayer. John 3:3 and 5. This is as in the Holy Spirit brooding on the earth to prepare it for the kingdom word of Jesus. You know, in Genesis 1:1-3, the first introduction that we have about the Holy Spirit, the first function of what he did on earth was for him to brood like a hen broods over its eggs to hatch it. The Holy Spirit was introduced. The first picture is that he was brooding over the earth to prepare it for the word of God, the kingdom word, or for Jesus, who is the light that God spoke. You know, so now as a believer, the Holy Spirit is in you. So he wants to do his first function also by brooding on the darkness of this world, lost unbelievers, brooding on them, preparing them, you know, for the word of God through you in prayer. So now as a believer, you must allow the Holy Spirit who is now in you to energize you in prayer to prepare unbelievers for the presence of Jesus, the kingdom bringer in their lives. Secondly, seeking the kingdom of royalty, rule and realm of God on earth concerns equipping believers in the kingdom system of God. You have to equip believers in the kingdom system of God. Therefore, kingdom prayers focused on your Heavenly Father's kingdom or rule being practical on earth in and among both unbelievers and believers. Now, I want us to discuss our third feature of kingdom prayer. How does kingdom prayer look like? The third look of kingdom prayer, the way it looks like is that in kingdom praying, we are praying for nations to embrace God's rule. Beloved, in kingdom praying, you unselfishly and practically pray to bring about God's rule or what he has ordained for various societies as a whole before for yourself. 1 Timothy 2:1-8. You know, the kingdom of God is ultimately made for the kingdoms of this world and not just for individuals. Matthew 28:18-20. Therefore, it is a governance system for the earth as we had in Eden. That's the kingdom of God is a governance system for the earth as we experience in the first kingdom era in the Garden of Eden. And so human systems of government must be influenced by the kingdom system of Jesus. Mark 4:30-32. This way, the kingdoms of this world will eventually become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, as Jesus desired and so was tempted with in what we call the temptations of Jesus. Matthew 4:8-9. Yes, for every human system or way of doing things, there is a kingdom model that must replace it ultimately, thus influencing human cultures with the kingdom culture that was modeled and declared by our dearest Lord Jesus the Christ. Now, the fourth feature of kingdom praying is that in kingdom praying, we are praying the way Jesus did. In other words, kingdom praying is praying the way that Jesus Christ prayed. Now, before our dearest Jesus came on earth, there was the art of prayer. So why did he teach us to pray? The reason is simple. It is because what we were doing as humans was not kingdom praying, but religious praying. Yes, the apostles of Jesus, who were strict Jews, saw that the way that Jesus prayed was different from their religious way of doing it. Therefore, they asked him to teach them to pray. So when our dearest Jesus was on earth, he prayed in a manner that he taught his apostles. But we call it the Lord's Prayer. But for now, I want it to suffice for us to know that the way that Jesus Christ prayed was that he prayed for generations and people yet unborn without physically seeing his prayers being answered. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ prayed prophetically for the future. He prayed for generations and people yet unborn without physically seeing his prayers being answered. Isaiah 53 verse 11a, John 17 verse 11 and 20-24. This is how you should pray as well. As a believer, you should buy into God's will for the future of humanity, your society, your church, your family, your life, and pray them into being just as our dear Lord Jesus did, such as kingdom prayers. Number five, kingdom praying is one that fully acknowledges the person, principles, and performance of our dearest Jesus for us. Now, all prayers must be sifted through who Jesus is, through what he taught, and finally through what he did on the cross for us. You know, this calls for a working understanding or a revelation of Jesus and what he did for us. Yes, any prayer that eclipses the work of Jesus and does not promote it, but rather circumvents the completed sacrifice of Jesus, is religious in nature. Such prayers cannot attract the response of the heavenly kingdom because it overlooks the results of Jesus' finished work on the cross. So, my friend, it is possible to verbally pray in Jesus' name and our Lord Jesus not become happy with it because it does not really glorify what he has done or what he did on the cross. This is just as saying, Lord, Lord, does not guarantee entry into kingdom life. Matthew 7:21-23. Now, number six, kingdom praying is praying in the way that our dear Jesus does for us now at the right hand side of the Father. So the fifth point is that kingdom praying is one that fully acknowledges Jesus's person, his principles or his teachings, and then his performance on the cross for us. But we must also note the sixth point, that in kingdom praying, we are praying the way Jesus Christ does now, the way he prays now in the heavenly kingdom of God. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 teaches us that Jesus is in heaven. He is making intercessions, or he's praying for us. In kingdom praying, we are praying like Jesus Christ, who is praying in heaven. Remember that as Jesus is before God in the heavenly kingdom, so are we now on this earthly kingdom. Now, in the heavenly kingdom, our dearest Jesus does not pray as if his disciples or his believers are defeated, sick, sinful, cursed, confused, bound, etc. He rather prays as if his believers are victorious, healthy, righteous, blessed, delivered, etc. In the earthly kingdom, therefore, that is how you should also pray to complete the circuit, where the positive, that is heaven, meet with the negative, that is earth, to produce power. So on earth, you should not pray for victory. I'll repeat it. On earth, you should not pray for victory. Emphasis is on for, F-O-R. For victory, for health, for righteousness, for prosperity. No. On earth, in kingdom praying, you pray from. Emphasis is from. F-R-O-M, not for. You pray from victory, from health, from righteousness, from prosperity. Remember, my friend, the Holy Spirit does not lead you to pray in a way that contradicts the prayer or words of Jesus in heaven, since the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus and not deny him and his finished work for us. God wants us to be partakers of Jesus' heavenly calling, Hebrews 3, 1 and 2. Therefore, pray kingdom recognizing prayers for the kingdom of God to be activated to answer. Hallelujah. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.